Good morning. Today is Monday, November the 14th. Joining us from the Humboldt County Office of Ed, Mr. Dr. Eagles.
And good morning, Brian. Great to be with you again.
And you brought along somebody else. Well, it's like you're trying to deflect the attention here a little bit.
Well, no. I need the support on the middle of November here. I have the privilege of introducing your listening audience to Stacy Young. Stacy is our learning specialist in the arts. She wears two hats in that regard. One is to promote arts education here within our county specifically. And then Humboldt County Office of Ed happens to be the regional leader for arts education from Sonoma North to Del Norte, and Stacy takes on that role to help stimulate arts education programming in those other four counties. But she's here today.
So she's a road warrior then,
she's
saying.
She's a road warrior.
Yeah, okay.
And a very creative one. But we're here today to
talk. She doesn't keep it between the lines. She's over in the weeds all the time, huh?
She is. But what we're working on today is STEAM Conference, Science, Technology,
Engineering.
Arts, and Math. I told you I needed help on middle of November.
I sense this. Our quote this morning comes from David Searles. Creativity is not infinite. Analysis is.
Well,
yeah.
Very nice.
So in keeping with that, how'd you like the turnout on 55 and 58 last Tuesday?
Well, I'll tell you.
This will probably be our last analysis.
Okay. We'll put away the election.
Yeah.
Let's just say that I'm very appreciative as an educator here in the state of California that people recognize the benefit of sustaining funding for public education as well as other public services with the continuance of the additional tax on the wealthiest Californians. And because that's estimated to bring in somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6 billion, I would say that we have a number of those wealthy people. I hope they stay in California. Well, and I think they will. And I'm appreciative, as I said, of having that additional support. Also, the state school bond, you and I have talked about this over the years, Brian, that when the state has bonding capacity to support construction, that really helps level the playing field for rural schools to get matching funds because they don't have the ability to generate all of their need based on the local property tax contribution. So,
That wasn't for new construction. It was for remodeling also?
It was for both, yes. Modernization.
So we do have a shot at something.
We do. We do have a shot. Okay. And, similarly, several local measures did pass for school bonds. The one in Ferndale did not, which was unfortunate. They do have some critical needs in Ferndale, so I'm sure they'll come back again. But with local money, matched with state money, it looks good for Humboldt County students.
Yeah, it never seems like there's a bond that ever really truly goes away.
Well, the needs continue. Yeah.
Maybe use a little whiteout. You know, whiteout is almost like an antique-y thing now. You can't buy it anymore.
Is that right? Yeah. I have not tried to do that recently.
See? KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles and Stacy Young from the Humboldt County Office of Ed. Gary, you attempted smoothly, as only you can do, to define what STEAM is. Is this a program is it you guys making enough noise so it sounds like it's everywhere? Or is it something that is taking hold and is spreading and really is part of most educational experiences throughout the state?
I think people have heard about, for the last, say, 4 or 5 years, a lot of talk about STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And what we're doing is enlarging the message to incorporate the arts, and that's we've converted STEM to STEAM. We are not the only ones that are looking at that focus. And more educational environments are focusing in on that, because what we're talking about is taking what might be viewed as hardcore academic subject areas and emphasizing the arts and the creativity aspects of the science, technology, engineering, and math. Because really, when you stop to think about that, you're using in those subject areas both sides of the brain. And we just think that the message needs to be a little bit more all-inclusive. And Stacy is in the forefront of this conversation. And the kind of conference that she has designed coming up after the first of the year is attracting attention not only from throughout California, but we have registrations coming in from other parts of the United States, and that is particularly exciting to showcase what it is we're talking about in Humboldt to places like, in the Pacific Northwest, as well as the East Coast. And Stacy will talk about that.
Stacy, before we jump into it, arts oftentimes are seen as either extracurricular.
Yes.
Or if you can't swing the math class, let's take painting. You know, I mean, you've got the 20% that are taking it traditionally for the proper reason.
Yes.
But for most, it's kind of seen as something else. Is this an attempt to augment that thought process? I'll use a quick analogy and then your turn. I remember doing some career days and kids say, yeah, I like to party. And I would, okay, fine. So is it in the manufacturing end you'd like to go into? Is it the bar, you know, running businesses? Is it the hotel and lodging?
Right.
So instead of using it as a blow-off, which I'm sure that they were trying to do, you know, I don't mind calling people on their words.
Right.
And you could almost see the wheels starting to chug. Is that what we're talking about with the art component also, is career options that are available?
Yes.
If presented properly and the kids can really look at it and go, well, okay, I like collecting. Maybe I want to be in a museum.
Right.
Something a little different rather than just focusing or an artist, art museum, you know, those kinds of extensions.
Actually, in California, it's an economic consideration. 1 in 10 jobs in California are related to the creative arts industries. And actually, as California Department of Ed has started to recognize this, they have in their career tech ed paths, which we like to call CTE because we're very acronym heavy around here. They have one of the 15 CTE courses or pathways is in the arts, media, and entertainment. And so looking, you would be considered in the arts, media, and entertainment career tech ed pathway. Is everyone in this building. So I think you have to broaden what you think about the arts.
I know a paintbrush and paint, but it normally goes on a wall, not a canvas.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't even ask about singing.
And so in some ways, there's the idea that arts can be kept as their concrete subject matter, the band, the choir, the theater department, the visual art department, the digital media department. Or you can look at it in a way where you're integrating the arts through the STEM subjects in a way that deepens inquiry and curiosity and innovation.
Tough to make a presentation in science if you're not using even PowerPoint.
Exactly.
As an example. So this integration of the new definition of what arts is, I would think education is very similar to most everything else, and you follow it down to the bottom line, the pocketbook.
Yes.
Is there a solid economic argument? I know you mentioned one element of already, but I would think that that's going to be something that gets the community support.
I think it could be. I think it's, we're just so divided in so many different areas, and I think it's one that allows us to come together in a lot of different ways. We've got schools that are doing STEAM in a very departmentalized way, where they have a STEAM wheel. And so for 6 weeks, the kids are taking science, and then they're taking technology, and then they're taking engineering, and that works for them. And then there's other schools who are doing an integrated process where they have a maker lab, which is making is the new term for
another acronym.
It's actually not an acronym. It's
really? It's a verb.
Yes.
All right.
It's a
verb.
Don't you love those? So making. We have. In fact, we have our next Maker event coming up at the County Office of Ed that's open to families, starting at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And last, we did it the first time last month. Tanya Trump is in charge of that. And we had 60 children come and make catapults and measure pumpkins and do all sorts of neat stuff. And this month, we're doing turkeys and doing things with coding. And it should be very exciting. And so it's taking the steam and making something out of it. Last year, we had Eureka High School. Aletta Sauer has a maker's lab. And she does engineering as well as accounting and whatnot. And she had students following this STEAM conference, making 3D printers at cost for other schools. So imagine how exciting that could be as a student, seeing the possible future career path in making 3D printers for other schools, and then the benefit of other schools getting it at cost.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Stacy Young and Gary Eagles from the Humboldt County Office of Ed. Talk shop presented by REDEC and by CVH Painting. Stacy, the conference that is going to be held here about STEAM for folks of the region, the country, the locals. What's your goal? Why do it? And how are you going to know that you did it right?
Well, we'll know if we did it right if people come back again from last year. I think that's the first sign. And, you know, we have three grants that are involved in this STEAM conference that are pledging teachers to attend from Humboldt County. One is the HiSci grant, which is a STEM grant run out of Fortuna District. And then we have an arts integration grant that is run by Eureka City Schools, but it incorporates the Klamath Trinity School District as well. And then we have something called the Ripley, because we really like acronyms, and that's a math grant that is countywide and serves, I think, 25 schools. And all of them have pledged teachers to attend. So the
Ripley just doesn't deal with odd numbers?
Not yet.
Okay.
And so it's really exciting to have teachers already signed up before we had even started advertising this particular conference. But for me, it's people excited to be there. It was so fun last year, and it's kind of funny to think that it was fun, but it was a lot of fun just seeing teachers experiment with the technology and the science and the arts and the mathematics merged together.
Isn't learning supposed to be fun?
Well, it is, but you know, we spent a few years really trying to test the heck out of people, so it was really exciting to see the teachers excited about the possibilities that they could create for their students.
Now, why would somebody want to come from the East Coast other than escaping 20-foot snowdrifts?
Right? I was surprised, I must say.
What are they looking for, or has it just not hit the East Coast
well,
yet?
Well, STEM is very big, and there isn't a lot of people doing STEAM. In fact, I was on the phone with a principal from Oregon 2 weeks ago, and she's flying 10 of her team leadership down here. Her school isn't even built yet. They're building it. So she's spending the year looking for STEAM conferences around the country, and this is the one she selected.
So their approach is going to be systemic.
Yes. And so but the brilliant thing is bringing your leadership team down so that not only that, they have time to discuss and plan how they're going to roll it out at their own school. We have people coming.
Is that a public?
It is a public school in Beaverton, Oregon. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is a suburb of Portland.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
And then we have people from Maryland that called and said, we will pay for ourselves to come. Can we present? We just want to be with other people. And one of them is a principal and the other is a science teacher in Maryland. Then we have people coming from Georgia and New Mexico. We have somebody that offered, he's teaching at the University of New Mexico and offered to come and teach. And then I looked at his bio and he talks about hackerspaces, and I'm thinking, I want to know more about hackerspaces. I'm not really interested in what you said you would teach. Hopefully he's not listening right now. Not likely in New Mexico, but
No. And he probably doesn't know about the fact you're on the internet, right? You know, so you're okay, probably.
I'm probably
yeah.
okay.
Yeah. Until Gary makes that phone call. So at the collegiate level, they're looking at trying to do some things, or are these teachers of potential educators?
I think both. I think they're looking at doing it at the collegiate level as well as teaching teachers.
Now that to me is really intriguing, because so often the folks in any of those disciplines are so narrow in their focus and so deep in their experience.
Yes.
That to even consider going into another building on campus.
Right.
Is revolutionary, let alone integrating that into their presentations.
Well, and part
presentations.
Of it's the culture of how we've been testing, and only things that are tested are things that have worth. And so you're also looking at that shift of the mindset.
So with all of this, all the effort, all the energy, how are you going to make adjustments smoothly into the existing curriculum that are there? So you got a math teacher, say, hey, Bob, we're going to do something different next year, and I know you're going to like it.
Right. Well,
Gary's saying, not me.
Melanie Zaffer is the teacher from Arcata High and Six Rivers High School, and she is a math teacher and a theater teacher, and she did a breakout session last year on dancing to explain graphing. And so one of the teachers with whom I'm friends that really was so excited to attend her class said, you know what? My tiles on my floor are exactly 1 foot by 1 foot. Can you imagine how much dancing I can do now and talk about graphing in eighth grade? She was over the moon excited. So I think it's just changing your perspective a little bit.
Little attitude adjustment?
Maybe.
Wasn't that the line in the song? Hank Williams Jr., a little attitude adjustment? Yeah. Gary, how about from your peer group, are people excited about this, or is this the latest trick pony that's come into the circus tent and we'll just see how long it lasts before it wanders out also?
Well, you know, Brian, it isn't. What we are trying to do as educators is to find the most research-based strategies that will engage students in advanced learning. And clearly, STEM and STEAM are emerging approaches that do clearly demonstrate ways of how to do just that. And we've got to find ways of engaging today's learners differently. We've got to do a better job in preparing students for the future, we've got to do a better job of doing our work today. And these are the things that we are looking at engaging. And when you think about it, as a system, you don't teach silos. You really teach individuals, and you put things in context. We talk about hands-on activities. It used, you know, some of this work used to be called project-based learning, but even then it was somewhat limited in terms of what we did.
But that concept's an easy one for us to grab.
It is, but now we're going to take that and we're going to broaden it. And we're going to start off by engaging students. The maker movement, for example, is a way to engage students in creating, and then in doing inquiry and questioning. Like, we want to build this catapult, not for the idea of teaching just the catapult, but that is math, it's engineering. And then we talk about the function of a catapult. And then we talk about, well, if your catapult shot that marshmallow 6 feet over, but it wasn't in the right direction, how could you aim it better? Or how could you do it at 10 feet? What would it take?
And that's why we don't have history, because there'd be boiling oil in that catapult. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Stacy Young and Gary Eagles from the Office of Ed. Gary, I think we'd be a little remiss if we didn't at least broach the topic of whatever you may have heard or just have thoughts of what could have happened at Fortuna High last week. I know student safety is a big thing. Community safety is a big thing. When you heard some of the early news reports, what kind of impressions did you have? What rumbled through your head?
Well, first of all, Brian, I was very grateful that students spoke up, said something to an adult responded in the way they should and contacted school authorities. And the school authorities reacted very, very swiftly because obviously safety is our number one concern. You need to provide a safe environment in order for students to learn. And obviously, we want to provide a safe environment for teachers and other staff. But with that said, I was saddened by the fact that we had to experience this kind of conversation here. On the other hand, I'm not shocked. And the reason I'm not shocked about it is because we have two things. The first is we have individuals, and in this case, young individuals, who, for whatever reason, thought that this was an option to create chaos and casualty for other human beings. And that saddens me that we have so many. But we're not immune to it in Humboldt County any more than any other community throughout the United States. We are a culture here. We're a world culture of acknowledging and valuing violence in a very inappropriate way. But the other thing is that it underscores this issue of technology. I have worked for years to help equalize educational opportunities for students here for the use of the internet. And unfortunately, the internet is also where you access the wrong kind of information too. And that's what's happened. These kids had access to information on the internet they shouldn't have had.
Thanks for coming by. Good stuff.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you.
And we'll see after the event, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Stacy. See everybody tomorrow.